It's time to put your headphones on, sit back, and enjoy the divine drama of Season 2, Episode 5, Spring Cleaning at Olympus Records. Welcome to Echobox.
Hi?
Hey, can I ask you for a favor?
It depends.
My sister is coming over. She's a new sign.
Another one? What is Hades doing?
I have to go run some errands for Hades, so I can't greet her. Can you?
I guess so. Why don't you ask Hermes?
I don't want him near my sister.
If you're trying to keep Olympians far from your baby sister, you shouldn't bring her to LA.
That's not what I asked. Plus, she's older than me.
Alright. I'll show her around.
Good.
What's her name? Fine. Whatever. Not like I need a full info to do my job. Just drop stuff on my left, and I'll fix it, won't you?
Oh, hi Alex. How are you? Must be lonely in Dad's office. You never thought of getting a desk here on the main floor?
Not really. I like the quiet.
Ouch.
Listen, do you know anything about Hecate's sister?
Only that she's coming from Texas. And, oh, and then I'm not supposed to talk to her.
Hecate's from Texas?
Yeah, her mother is some sort of farmer tycoon. Hecate came to L.A. because they thrive on desperate dreams, I guess. And now their sister is coming here to make it big. She does covers online.
And Olympus Records is taking interest in her because...
Uncle Hades doesn't tell me everything, you know?
Hecate truly has him by the balls.
Alex, I know they're both not here right now, but I don't think you should be saying this kind of stuff.
They don't have bugs on us, Hermes.
That you know of! That's her!
Welcome to Olympus Records. How can I help you?
Hi. You should be expecting me. I'm Persephone, Hecate's sister.
Oh. Come in.
Where is Hecate?
Terrifying people at Crossroads, most likely.
Well, I'm glad to see LA hasn't changed them.
I'm Alex, your official guide to the office. Hecate wanted to be here, but they're off running errands to the temporary big boss.
Temporary big boss?
That one is the official big boss. After a little divorce scandal, decided to disappear from the face of the earth for a few weeks.
Oh, I heard all about that in the podcast.
You listen to Echobox?
I lived on a farm in the middle of nowhere, Texas. There wasn't a lot of entertainment back there. Echobox was the highest point of my week.
Don't call Echobox entertaining while in this beauty. The Olympians are Still a little pressed about that.
Hey, I'm not pressed.
And that's Hermes. He's an Olympus, but one of the most susceptible ones, I guess.
Hey, Hermes.
Alex, you were supposed to give her a tour, but I...
Don't make me regret complimenting you.
But that was a compliment?
Come on, most acceptable? That's what I crave to be in life.
She gets it. Anyway, here's the kitchen.
Oh, it's,
small? Terrible? Smelly?
I was going to say, cozy.
Well, yeah, that's a nice way to put it. The coffee's terrible, and if you're going to hang out around here, be sure to post it your stuff, because people will eat it if you don't. LA fruits are lawless.
If I hang around here?
You're one of the signs. Just do some crazy stuff, and I'm sure they'll give you Olympus Records cards to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the fancy restaurants around here.
Please don't do any crazy stuff. We have enough on our plate as it is.
Hermes, I actually don't have enough on my plate. My plate is empty.
What do you two do here?
You're asking for the official job position? Well, what don't I do?
Chill.
That sums it up, yes. But the official name is project manager.
Oh, so that's your job description. I never knew. I'm Zeus' personal assistant.
But Zeus isn't here.
Well, yeah. That's what I've been telling everyone who calls his office. It's thrilling work, I'll tell you. Now, come on. There, where the sun doesn't touch, is the God Kid's place.
Why do I have a feeling Hecate is there?
Ding, 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 we got a winner. But really, those decks right there is where your sibling hangs out with the other paralegals. And through the door is Hades' office. It probably has skulls hanging around the wall and something like that.
Uncle Hades is the head of our legal department here. But he has taken over other duties while Dad is away. Anyway, next room!
This is the artist lounge, where you starlets can hang out while mere mortals like me slave away at our desks.
It seems nice.
The coffee here is actually good. Or so I heard. Again? Near mortal.
Who's that sleeping on the couch? Is she okay?
Is anyone okay around here?
That's Eurydice. She's fine. Totally fine. Just tired. We shouldn't let Uncle Hades find her dozing off here.
Come on. Bathrooms are over there. And that's Zeus' office. Which is empty, except for yours truly. Stop by anytime. I'm mostly catching up on shows these past few weeks. Hermes, you didn't hear that. And this is it. Welcome to Olympus Records.
Thank you for giving Persephone such a warm welcome, Alexandra.
It's no problem.
Now, leave us alone, yes?
Well, at least you said thank you.
Nice to meet you, Persephone.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Olympus.
Please, call me Hades.
Please?
All right. Nice to meet you, Hades.
Have you eaten anything yet?
What?
Not really. Airport food is terrible. And...
terrible and expensive.
Exactly!
Expensive?
I know a place nearby who does a terrific brunch. Let me treat you to it.
Show the way.
He's treating her to it?
Alex,
brunch is the perfect meal because, you know...
Oh, because it's food and alcohol?
Not just alcohol, mimosas.
Ah, oh, I love LA.
It's the best.
Mimosas? What just happened?
I think Uncle Hades just found someone he liked for the first time in his life. Huh.
Hello, dear listeners. Week 3 of my comeback, and Zeus still hasn't shown up. But really, at this point, I'm getting used to it. And it's not like Olympus Record has been radio silence either. It's almost like we don't need Zeus anymore. Not with Hades around, that's for sure. I'll let you guys guess what he did this week. Other than run poor Eurydice through the mill again, of course. Rumor has it he has been working at Raggedy, but hey, if you wanna be famous, that's the price to pay. Or at least, that's how it works in Olympus Records. You get signed, you work till you drop, and then you're old news. It happened with Icarus. It happened with Perseus. And now, it's happening to Eurydice. I always thought it was Zeus' fault. But Zeus is gone, and the cycle is still going. Maybe Hades was really the mastermind behind all this, yeah? Which is why I'm concerned that Hades keeps making these new deals. He brought in a pretty new girl less than a month ago, and now he brought in Persephone. You might know her already. Persephone Kaur has a big following with her covers and original songs on YouTube. She's funny, smart, and can sing like a powerhouse. To sum it up, she's ready to take LA by storm. And for sure doesn't need a man like Hades to do that. Or to guide her career. Really, Persephone? Just a heads up. A quick drive and you can find the Hunter's headquarters. Blink twice if you need help. They got better cut of profit, better work conditions, and no creepy man around to bug you. It's like heaven. Really. Though, I think anywhere is better than signing your name away in a contract under the devil. I mean, Hades. If you still didn't do that, Percy, can I call you Percy? I consider reevaluating your choices before you do. Just a friendly piece of advice. Now, to my listeners, I know Hades collecting women's signatures and souls is getting repetitive. But what can I do? It's all he does these days. I'll keep an ear out for any updates. Until then, stay sharp, dear listeners. This episode stars, in order of appearance, Isabella Salis as Alex / Echo, Lauren Tucker as Hecate, Juan Guan as Hermes, Lynn Cezanne as Persephone, and Frank Lopez as Hades. It was written by Isabella Salis and Corinne Swanson, and produced by Corinne Swanson. The Echo Box theme song was made by Meg McKellar. Dialogue cut by Mariana Marcon, and audio and sound design by Meg McKellar. Logo design by Lucas Eduardo Bueno, and website by Andy Serdan. You can find the website transcript at our website at echoboxpod.com. Echo Box has created a lot of storytelling and provided at no profit to us, but we deeply appreciate the hard work our casting crew puts into the show. If you want to help us pay them for their work, support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/echoboxpod. If you like this episode, don't forget to share with a friend and spread the word of Echo. It really helps us grow. Thank you for listening. Echo Box will be back on February 6th, 2023.